Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you so desperately don't want to lose me as a customer that you refuse to give me my account information so I can't close the account, that is all I need to know about you.
Are you willing to name names? I tell you.
Capital One.
I had such a problem getting out of my latest cell phone thing. It was it was astounding.
So I call. Really. So yesterday I get a bill, and I'll be 100% honest with you, is I am not great with bills. My husband pays the bills. He's a finance guy. That's what he does.
Right.
I keep the family together, raise the children. He pays the bills.
Right.
It's fine.
Tell a joke here or there.
Right. Tell a joke, show up to work, do whatever I got to do.
Right.
But listen, so I have had this credit card probably since I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and I was like, oh, there's like the APR on this is like 20%.
Right.
You know, and I
minimum.
Like, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
That's pretty low point for a store card.
Yeah. I was like, no, it's a Capital One credit card.
Oh, okay. For a regular credit card.
Regular,
yeah, that's getting up there.
Card.
Right. I mean, if you've had it forever.
Since
especially.
I was in college.
Right.
You know, I think it was the first credit card I ever had, to be honest.
Right.
So I call and I don't have the card anymore. So I want to like close the account. I want to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely called another country because I could not understand the woman.
Right.
And I kept apologizing. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't understand you.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. And then she basically said, I cannot give you your account number to close the account.
Good.
And I was like,
so wait a minute, you called, what? You didn't have all that information.
No, all I have is, because on this statement, it only gives you the last four digits.
Right.
So she's like, what's your account number?
So you didn't even know at this point.
I'm like, I have my social security number.
Right.
I have my address.
I have my stuff.
Not good enough.
But no. I don't have anything else.
So she says to me, she's like, I cannot give you your account information. I go, well, how am I supposed to get it?
Then that's the mystery.
Right. And she said that they would mail me instructions in 6 to 10 business
days.
You
have to write her a business letter certified or something like that, which nobody does at this point.
To India, I guess.
That's absolutely nuts.
It was crazy.
How many people did you talk to? Was it just one person for this entire time?
Well, that was enough for me.
Okay,
it was
right.
8 o'clock at night.
You had to wrap it up at that point. So
yeah.
When I quit my cell phone contract just recently, they put me on the phone with like four different people, and it took an hour and a half, and that was like four or five calls over a month just to get out. They would take you, finally you'd go through all the regular people, then there'd be a retention person at the end, and the retention person, basically their job is to just get on the phone and sound really solemn,
right,
beg for you to stay.
Yeah.
Offer you the best deals that they have. In that way, it's just like a timeshare.
She might have been begging. I couldn't understand her.
Right.
You know?
Right. She could have been.
No
right.
idea.
Right.
No clue.
If you have garage envy, that's all I need to know about you.
Who has garage envy?
Me.
Of who?
My neighbor, Mark, has been putting in the work, man. And when I say putting in the work, I mean hiring the best of the best. All right? Because they're all coming over. They put it in a fence. Use my fence guy. Really nice fence. Looks good. I have shed envy too, actually. Put in a shed that's twice the size. Man, that shed is beautiful. You can pull in when you ride through tractor in the front or the side. I mean, can you imagine, Christian, the freedom?
Is this what owning a house is
right
like?
Now,
just being
they
jealous
put, they put a deck in.
Being a middle-aged man is all about.
They put a deck in.
One
and
day
now they
you'll
have
be there too.
People painting, and now they have the painters paint the garage.
I mean, your life is about
who
being excited about a garage.
Who has a professional painter paint the garage?
Are you done? Who cares?
I'm just saying, who cares about
your neighbor's garage?
It's beautiful, and it's right in front of my house. So now that I cut down all the trees in my yard, I look right into his garage when it's open.
That's all I need to know about you.
In 30 years, I'm going to call you and just relay these problems that I have, the exact same ones that you had.
Right, you'll be shaking your fist out there at those whippersnappers with their nice garage.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Picture day is a scam. 100%.
You're talking about at school, not at work, right?
At school, picture day is a scam. Every year I go through this with my daughter, and it makes me go out of my mind, and every year it seems to get more expensive.
What's the situation?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So you get the form. The form comes home, and it gives you a couple weeks advance notice that picture day is coming, and you have to select the package. Now, here's the thing. My daughter Hayden is a beautiful girl.
Sure.
She has never taken a good picture at picture day. Okay?
Is that by design? Is she a face maker?
No.
Does she just hate the whole process? What is it?
Here's what I think. I think because, you know, there's so many kids and they're just trying to get through them.
I was going
to
say, I mean, the photographer's not exactly, you know, it's not.
It's like the DMV.
Yeah, I mean, they're moving you through, man. You know?
She always looks shocked in the picture.
Like,
she's sitting down and all of a sudden they just take it mid-picture, you know? So I'm looking at these packages, and also another issue I have is that she goes to a school that requires her to wear a uniform, which is, don't get me wrong, every other day of the year is fantastic.
Right.
It's one less thing I need to worry about.
Sure.
But every picture every year looks exactly the same.
Yeah, you don't know what year uniform. It is. Right.
And a lot of times, she literally looks exactly the same with the same look of shock.
I feel like when you sit down, like it's not like you've had any time whatsoever to establish the thing. So you're in a line. You're kind of around this curtain. So you don't know what the cadence is. So it's like, all right, we're going to go on three. One, two, click. And it's all right. You're like, wait a minute.
I thought
we were going to go three and then go.
One year she still had pizza, like, on her mouth, like, a little bit of red.
The guy couldn't even bother to tell her.
You couldn't tell her to, like, to take the pizza crust off her mouth?
And the packages are like what? Like,
they're so expensive. So here's the thing.
What?
One of the least expensive packages was $59.
Oh, and what do you get for $59?
So
please tell me.
They know how to craft these packages so that you are completely screwed. Because if you want one 8x10, you got to spend a minimum $59.
Well, you got to get 17 wallets.
Yeah. Then they,
Who carries wallet photos?
And then they have the option of the 3x5 or the smaller. And I go, what are you going to do with all these pictures?
Find a frame
Nobody
for that.
Wants it. And then I hand them out at like Christmas time to like my sister
and
my
parents.
And you find
them in the bathroom after somebody emptied their pockets.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, I forgot I had this.
And now,
$59. This is the time of digital photos. Well, I mean, everybody has their own printer and their own camera.
I said to my daughter, Hayden, I go, Hayden, I pulled up my phone. I go, Mommy has 10,645 pictures in her phone.
Right.
I go, 90% of them are of you.
Are of you.
And she goes, I have to get pictures on picture day.
Right.
And here's the kicker. Now they offer an additional $10 for retouching. You're supposed to have zits. I am not going to pay $10 extra.
Wait a minute.
When I can get an app for free.
So you're $59 invested in this right now, and you're not going to go another 10 to make sure that your little darling comes out looking wonderful?
I can take a picture of the picture, and she's still going to look shocked. I can't change the expression of her face.
Well, that's true.
You know?
You can't change that. And then what? You'll retouch her on an app at home?
Yeah. But here's the number one thing. What was the best part of picture day growing up, now as adults, when we look back at our pictures from picture day?
Wow. I can't really think of anything positive from the experience.
The ridiculous clothes that we were wearing.
Well, it was the day where basically, like, all the ridiculous clothes that you owned would be brought together in one day. It's like the Voltron of terrible outfits.
Yes. Right?
Was that day. They bring it together like Wonder Twin powers.
When I see myself in that Z Cavaricci head-to-toe outfit, I'm like, boom!
I just can't understand why Oshkosh B'gosh was so popular.
Right.
I cannot understand it to this day.
She is wearing the same uniform, I've taken away the small joy that she can have as an adult when she looks back on her ridiculous photos.
Well, and it only cost you $60.
There you go. Not $10 extra for that retouching. I'm telling you right now.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Hi.
What's going on?
Trying to dig out my fall and winter clothes, and I can't believe that happened so fast.
I know, but I love it. I am so excited about the sweaters and the boots and the maroon colors and the suede, and like, I am 100% here for it.
Ugh, I need sunshine in my life.
I mean, I love suede, but it just seems like the most out-of-place material to be used in a time where it's, like, mostly wet and all that type of stuff.
Right.
Like, there's nothing that you can do around suede where suede doesn't actually get damaged.
I guess that's true.
Suede is an indoor material.
I love my suede boots, but seriously, I'm like, oh, my God, it's snowing. What am I going to wear? I can't wear any of my boots.
I remember my parents, they bought me a suede jacket. I mean, I gave them so much crap. I wanted this leather jacket, the suede jacket when I was in high school, right? So they finally broke down and bought it for me. And then there was like a school ski trip. Remember they used to do those?
Yeah.
I went on that and I forgot my winter coat.
I see you just going down the mountain thinking you're so cool, taking a tumble and ruining that coat.
That thing was over.
Yeah.
It was green three weeks later.
Yep.
Like tarnished fake metal.
Oh. Nice. So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
I mean, I guess he's been all right. We're just back to busy again. Not as busy as we have been, but I don't know if it's just because we've been so busy and there's like all this extra laundry I got behind on, but I'm noticing something, Anna, that's making me nuts. I do the laundry, I dry the laundry, and then I go to fold the laundry, and every single one of his shirts is inside out. All of his clothes are inside out. So I have to turn them right side before I fold them. All of mine are normal. His are all inside out. It's making me crazy.
I mean, you're supposed to do that for, like, logos or anything that it might have on it. Kind of protects it, that type of thing.
What shirts do you have that need protection from inside out?
I have a NASA shirt. I love my NASA shirt.
I mean, it's a T-shirt.
My Vegas shirt is at least, I don't know, 5 years old. That thing's holding up pretty good because of how I'm doing that.
Okay, and then, I have a few things that I turn inside out, but why is it every piece of your clothing? I mean, something you've had for 30 years that you wear to bed, why is it inside out?
I've also tried to explain to my wife that she never, ever, ever needs to fold my shirts. I put like 3 shirts in the drawer, Anna. The rest of them I hang. So she folds them. I unfold them to hang them. And a lot of times I hang them inside out. I got pets. I don't want any fur till the end.
Okay, so I'm just supposed to leave all your inside out clothing on the bed in a pile, not folded.
100%. When it comes to shirts, pants and shorts we can fold.
But if she doesn't hang
them
for you.
And sort the socks. I mean, come on. What are we, heathens?
But then it's all wrinkled.
You just drape it in there. I iron a ton of my stuff anyways.
You know what I do that drives my husband crazy, Alicia? And I, when I hear this, I'm like, oh, I need to be better about this. When I get home from the gym and I peel my sweaty pants off, I leave my underwear entangled with my pants.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So then it's his turn.
You're like a 17-year-old boy. What's up with that?
He has to separate my underwear from the pants, and they're all entangled. And he gets so upset about it.
That's terrible.
I guess it's valid.
Okay. Well, so he doesn't leave the underwear in the pants, but he leaves his socks in the pant legs.
The pant leg. That's
so then
like a surprise.
I do the color clothes, and then there's these white socks stuck in the pant legs.
Oh, man, but I mean, that's like a trap. Those pant legs, they just absorb these socks.
Put your clothes on. Just take them off.
I'm tired. I'm tired at that point, you know?
Yep. Stop turning it all inside out.
I'm tired at that point.
That's your excuse?
I don't have enough left in the tank for the socks at that point.
All right, Alicia, what kind of grade do you want to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him a B. You know, it's not the end of the world, inside out clothes, but geez, help me out here. It doubles my folding time.
Well,
I mean, help
now
her out.
That folding time is in half because we're no longer folding the shirts.
But Alicia, on a serious note, would you rather have to fold his inside out shirts or untangle my sweaty thong from my Lululemon pants?
Yeah, I'll stick with the inside out clothes.
Right. I am about to make you rich.
I'm so excited.
You're welcome, Star 99.9, Santa and Raven. So back in June, a $233 million Powerball winner got their winning numbers from a fortune cookie. Now think about how many times you hear about that. Yeah. So you always hear like, oh, the number on the fortune cookie was the winning Powerball numbers, the winning lottery numbers.
Right.
So I've been thinking about it because, you know, I'm always trying to think of ways to get rich, even though I failed every single time.
And even when you're looking for hidden messages over numbers, it's not like you've won the Powerball before. So it hasn't worked out for you. I believe stats say that if you do fortune cookies, the numbers are with you, right? The percentages, you're going to do better.
So since June, when I read about that last guy,
right?
Every time I've gotten takeout, I've been saving the fortune cookies. I have a bowl of fortune cookies that I've been saving since June.
I mean, not for nothing, Anna. That's a lot of takeout.
Well, we get it like once a week. Hayden, yeah. She loves her udon noodles.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's once a week.
My 10-year-old.
All right.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to play fortune cookie roulette.
Oh, I can't wait.
We are going to put all our faith in these fortune cookies.
Perfect.
We're going to each select a fortune
cookie.
Jesus,
take the wheel.
Yep. The mantra on our fortune cookie, the fortune, will be what we live by.
The wonderful thing that Confucius says.
Yes.
Okay, that is smarter than us.
And then we will play the numbers tonight. Each of us will play our own numbers, and then we will be rich.
The message on the back will become the thing that basically guides us through our daily lives.
Yeah, and then we play the numbers to win all the money. That's how it works.
Okay.
Fortune cookie roulette. Pick your one.
Just one.
Yeah.
This one feels good.
Okay.
Am I opening it? Do I have to wait for you guys sitting down for dinner?
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say that the plastic feels pretty beat up. I feel like this fortune cookie's been in a bag for a while.
Okay. Well, what's your mantra?
So tempting to eat the cookie early this morning here. Good bakers always make plenty of dough. Well, thank you for that. The meaning of life has arrived now.
But you're not looking into it deep enough.
I'm not?
Making dough. Like, you're going to win.
I'm going to get money.
You're going to get money.
I'm going to get paid.
Yep. What are your numbers?
24, 31, 14, 18, 22, 42.
We'll put these on our Instagram and
Only
Facebook.
Only one odd number, huh?
Huh. That sounds good.
Suspect.
Ready with
mine? First one's my dad's birthday, but go ahead. All right, what do you got?
And we'll put all these numbers up on our social media so you can play, too, if you want tonight.
What do you got?
A modest man never talks to himself.
I mean, it's like, is it today opposite day?
I don't know.
And all we do is talk to ourselves in a room.
Right.
I'm modest? Maybe not.
Here are my lucky numbers. 32, 55, 17, 15, 11, 40. I'm just about to become a multimillionaire.
It's problem solved here.
Yep. And we're going to do this every Friday until we actually win the lottery.
I mean, how many fortune cookies have you acquired?
Look at my bowl.
You said that was a 6-week period?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Halloween is right around the corner. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Laura from Happy Days Costumes joining us. So, Laura, your store is at 650 West Avenue in Norwalk. It's Connecticut's only year-round costume store right next to my house, which is fantastic. Whenever I need something random, just pop in there. You guys have it.
We've got it. Everything from the rentals to anything you need to purchase, and then all your accessories that you have to go with it.
That's got to be great for, like, student theater productions, too. Do you get a lot of that?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that you're back. I've got a vision of being Steve from Stranger Things this year. I don't know whether or not I've got to be the ice cream scooper, Steve, or I've got to be the cool guy with the bat. I just killed something from the upside down world. I'm not sure. I don't know, but either of these are good options for me.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
I don't have the physique to be Billy. I'm sorry.
Well, Billy's dead, so it doesn't matter.
Well,
spoiler alert.
You know what? Sometimes people can come back.
All right.
That's right. Well, Scoops is very popular, so that's a hot one this year.
We've got
quite a few requests for the Scoops team.
Unisex, too. I mean, guy or girl, same costume, same length of shorts.
If you don't watch Stranger Things, Scoops is where they work in the mall, which is an ice cream parlor, and it's a very unique costume.
Not only is it unique, but it's also something that is sort of an easy build. So sometimes people say, well, I just want to make it myself, and they'll, end up doing that. Because what happens is when you have a super popular costume, like you said,
right,
it ends up selling out, or people can't get the part, so they end up putting something together.
Once I get my hands on my Scoops right there, I'm selling it at 700% markup.
Laura from Happy Days Costumes. What are the most popular costumes this year? We've been talking about it throughout the week, but I'm curious from your point of view as a professional, what have you been seeing a lot of requests for?
We always see anything that was big this year in the movies. So Endgame is quite big, and we're coming right off of the Comic-Cons, so we're seeing the Star-Lords. Captain Marvel is really big because she was a great, strong character this year. Maleficent, she's a standard, but she also, this year with the new movie coming out, we've got a lot of requests for that.
So hard to look like Angelina Jolie, though. She's got that. You need to be, like, emaciated to be able to pull that off.
I'm not feeling it anymore. She looks like Skeletor.
She's real skinny.
Yeah.
We'll go as the chubby Maleficent.
I feel like she's paying people to put that costume out there to enjoy it.
Can I be the slightly overweight suburban mom Maleficent?
Her sister, her less popular sister.
Right.
Who's also evil and angry because she doesn't feel good about herself.
Chubby assistant. Is that
what it is? Right. Low self-esteem assistant. Right. Boyfriend left me, cheated on me with my sister. Missing.
Right.
Nah, whatever.
And then we also see with Netflix a resurgence in a lot of the older shows that we loved, the cast of Friends, and we have Stranger Things. Orange is the New Black is sort of one of those easy ones that people just like to go as a group, and they'll do something along those lines.
Right, just wear a jumpsuit.
I have one of those jumpsuits. Definitely had that for Halloween or a souvenir from somewhere else. Not sure where I got it.
Uh-huh.
And always the staple. So 35th anniversary of Ghostbusters is this year. So I expect that we're going to see another resurgence in that. Addams Family, everybody's favorite. And then we see the twists on the usual. So the scary, creepy clown or the zombie cheerleaders, things like that, where they're taking a witch or a zombie or, something mainstream and switching it up.
We were talking about it earlier this week, and if you missed it, Google said the number one searched costume in Connecticut is witch. And I found that so incredibly disappointing because it's like, that's the best we can do? That's as creative as we are, Connecticut? Witch?
Well, your witch could be all sorts of different kinds of witches. You could be a good witch. You could be a bad witch. You could be a sexy witch. You could be a dead witch. You could be a green witch. You could be a gray witch. You could be anything.
Witch, witch.
You could be a hippie witch. One of those ones that's like, oh, man, the peace and the earth and the mother loves the moon and... Wow.
You could be a bad witch, noncommittal.
There's that, too.
Right. All right. Ghost Laura witch. From Happy Days Costumes. If you can't make it to Norwalk, you can visit them online at happydayscostumes.com. And I should note, Days is D-A-Z-E. Laura, thanks for taking the time. You're going to come in next week, and we're going to talk about, forget about the witch, the most unique costumes you've seen. Sound good?
Awesome.
That's coming up next week on Star 99.9.
God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Natalie and Chris. Natalie, let's start with you. What's going on?
Chris is upset because he isn't allowed to sleep over at my apartment because I live in a shared apartment with 3 other women. When we signed the lease, we decided that we wouldn't have overnight visitors. And it shouldn't be an issue, but it is because he lives at home.
No.
And I know.
It's right.
Such a bummer. And I just don't feel comfortable really staying over there at his parents' house. I never thought I'd be in this situation. We're both adults and we don't have any place to have sleepovers.
Yo, you got
to
get the sliding door, Chris, right? So she could sneak in the basement? Nice. All right. I don't know about you, but I've had roommates plenty of times before. I mean, you were in school. I know you had some. I don't know if ever out of that because you've been married since you were 12, right?
Right.
But when you live in a place where, you know, there's multiple of you, if you're single, this stuff gets messy if you do have everybody bringing their dates over to sleep over.
I understand. How old are you guys?
We're both 27.
So,
I mean, get a job, Chris. No, I'm just
kidding. I mean,
a job.
It's expensive to live. This is how people are living now, right?
Yeah, and I don't mean to shame him. I get why he's living at home. He's saving money, and I think that's admirable. I just feel bad because I can't. Like, go back on what I said with my roommates.
Yeah, and they will throw you out.
It's kind of your fault, too, if you're still living at home. That's the agreement that they made when they moved in together, which I gotta be honest, is probably a good one because you don't want that door rotating with strange guys in all the time.
Yeah, but I'm not just a guy all the time. And she can come to my house whenever she wants. She just feels uncomfortable there.
Right.
So I'm not sure what.
Yeah, I mean,
where to go from here?
Anna, I think you know why he's frustrated. Let me show you with my hands.
Yeah. Right
no, here. I understand. No, I don't need that.
And then that.
I understand.
And then you see that?
I see.
And then a baby comes.
Oh, good.
Well, maybe, you know, that's up to you.
Okay, I understand what's happening here. So, Chris, what is it that you want Natalie to do?
Just maybe talk to her roommates again. They were worried about having different guys in all the time. I'm her boyfriend now.
I brought it up with them a month ago, and I just feel uncomfortable doing it again. I mean, there's so many personalities already in the house. I like my living situation. I can't really afford to move right now.
No, I get it. And I have to be honest with you. When I was living in my college sorority dorm, I couldn't stand when there was, like, guy sleepovers because
right.
It made me feel uncomfortable. Like, I always had to be covered up in my own home.
I mean, maybe you guys should buy a station wagon.
Okay.
Live in your car.
Good. What we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Natalie, that, Chris, you got to deal with it. That's the rule. That's where she lives. Until you move out on your own and come up with your own solution, then you have to accept this is the situation that you have. But they may see Chris' side, too, Natalie, where you're an adult and you're living with other adults and maybe having another conversation isn't such a bad idea and seeing if you can get them to change their mind. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
I do.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Honda of Westport Couples Court. When Natalie signed the lease with her 3 other roommates, they all decided they were going to have a rule: no boy sleepovers.
Right.
Yeah, the problem
boys
is...
Boys are icky.
Well, boys are icky and it's very uncomfortable, especially when you have multiple girls living in a situation like that.
For sure.
And it's always worked out fine, but now Natalie's in a serious relationship and Chris says, you know, you don't like sleeping over my house. Keep in mind, his house is actually his parents' house. Yeah. And,
I'm sorry.
And you should talk to your roommates about me being able to sleep there. We've been in a long-term relationship, but she says she doesn't want to open that can of worms again.
Oh, man, when you're young and hanging out together, right, you want to spend that alone time, Anna Zapp, but nowhere to go.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the the girl's side. She did make an agreement with her roommates to not have sleepovers, and I do think that she needs to keep that commitment. It wouldn't be fair to the other people she lives with. They all agreed on that. However, if she gets used to going to the boyfriend's house and gets to know his family and his parents, she might not feel as uncomfortable staying over once she knows them better.
That's true. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Natalie has three roommates. When they signed the lease, they all had an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
No boy sleepovers.
Right.
Made everybody feel better. You know, it's uncomfortable when you have kind of a revolving door, and nobody wanted that. They were all on the same page.
It's called girl code, all right? And there's a boy code too. Like, this is a good thing when you have roommates. Respect each other's area.
Right. Except now Natalie's been in a serious relationship with Chris for a while. Chris still lives at home with his family. He's 27. And she doesn't feel comfortable sleeping at his house because it's his mommy and daddy's house.
Right.
And he wants to sleep there. He said, go talk to the girls. Let's see if they can waive it. I've been around for a long time now. And she feels very uncomfortable about that because, well, they made a plan.
You know what? Chris thinks he's special. All right. You're not special, all right? Just because you're the guy doesn't mean you're special to these other three.
But maybe she's overreacting. Maybe a conversation with the girls wouldn't be such a big deal. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Hi, I'm on the woman's side this morning. It doesn't sound like they're at the point in the relationship where they can talk about moving in together, the both of them. So since that's the case, he needs to step it up a little bit. He has a job, he says. Move out from mommy and daddy's and get your own spot.
Yeah.
Or go to Walmart and buy a tent. Get a tent.
Just live in the backyard.
There you go.
Right.
You want to come sleep over in my tent?
It'll
my
be tree so house? Romantic.
Look, daddy built me this treehouse when I was 7. We could sleep here.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the girl's side. I don't think she should upset that apple cart where she lives, because when she goes down that road, then the other girls are going to be able to do the same thing, and then you have a revolving door, which is what they didn't want.
Why don't they get a hotel room? They got jobs.
And here's the thing is, what if you're in that position where you're one of the other roommates now, and then one of the friends comes to you and says that? It puts you in a terrible situation because you don't want to tell her no, but now you don't want that person there either.
Listen, they could go neck at the drive-in theater.
Mm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, but I think she should talk to him about moving in with him in his parents' house.
Whoa.
Save some serious rent.
Then you guys could just hang out and have TV nights together. Everybody sitting around watching Jeopardy together, right? Family game night.
I don't think I could ever live with my boyfriend's parents. I mean, my sister-in-law did it. My sister-in-law lived with my parents for years.
Right.
And it turned out great. They saved a lot of money. They were able to buy a house. But it's one of those things that I would never be comfortable doing that. You're never in your own space.
I mean, living there is one thing. Functioning as an adult couple, too, in the house.
It's hard.
Creepy.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Natalie, our audience agreed with you. You have to have respect for your roommates, and you wouldn't like it if one of them did this to you. So, Chris, you're going to have to deal with it. Either move out of mommy and daddy's home, or accept that this is the situation you're in until you decide to move together as the two of you and get your own place.
Okay, I guess so.
And Natalie, I think that you're probably a little bit bothered that he can't sleep over, but secretly probably a little bit relieved, too, that you get to control the sanctity of your apartment over here.
Yeah, and I think, it's a weird thing to say, but it's kind of a little romantic to have to, like, find other solutions.
Right.
And, I mean, I think there's a silver lining here if you're willing to search for it. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
Chris,
know.
Maybe you should just trade in your Mini Cooper or your Fiero and get something a little bit roomier. That's all I'm saying.
If you have an issue, too, send an email. couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. That one.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
All right, Jim from Bethel, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jim.
Okay. Raven is heading out of the studio. We are in a soundproof studio, so when that door finally closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I invite him back in and I ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If the tie, it still does go to Raven. But if you beat him, we give you that $100 to Little Pub. You ready to rock and roll?
Sounds good.
Number one, Victoria's Secret welcomed its first plus size model. What Victoria's Secret supermodel angel is Adam Levine married to?
Bahati Prinsley?
Number two, Dolly Parton is being sued for copyright infringement for performing "Twas the Night Before Christmas" at Dollywood. In what state is Dollywood?
Tennessee.
Number three, the animated New Addams Family is out now. What character did Christina Ricci play in the 1991 version?
Wednesday.
Number four, Drew Barrymore is getting a syndicated daytime talk show next fall on CBS. What iconic 1982 movie launched her career when she was only 6 years old?
E.T.
And number five, coming up on November 1st, it's New York City Marathon. How far do you have to run to complete a full marathon?
10K.
Okay, let's bring Raven back in.
All right, how we do?
Jim got 3.5 out of 5. We're going to give him 4 out of 5.
I mean, the 3.5 thing, come on.
Yeah, it's close enough. I'm going to give it to him. 4 out of 5.
All right, let's see how I do.
Number 1, Victoria's Secret welcomed its first plus-size model.
Yeah.
What Victoria's Secret supermodel angel is Adam Levine married to?
Oh. Bahati.
Bahati what?
Bahati. Presley? Bahati. I studied this one, actually, the last time. you pull this one on me. Bahati Prinz. Prinz?
Here's the thing.
What?
Jim said Bahati Prinsley, and I said I would give it to him.
Oh, yeah?
So
what's her name?
Bahati Prinz Lou. Lou.
That seems made up.
But I'm going to give it to you, too. It's close enough.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever got that question, man.
Oh, you're lucky Jim didn't nail it, because if Jim would have nailed it, I wouldn't have given it to you.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Bahati the Hottie seems good enough for me, Jim. Yep. Sorry.
All right, number two, Dolly Parton is being sued for copyright infringement for performing Twas the Night Before Christmas at Dollywood.
What is that? Come on.
In what state is Dollywood?
Tennessee, isn't it?
Yep. Number three, the animated New Addams Family is now out. What character did Christina Ricci play in the 1991 version?
Wednesday.
That's right.
She was amazing.
You need this next one to tie. Drew Barrymore is getting a syndicated daytime talk show fall on CBS.
They'll give everybody a show now just because you're
Except
funny.
Except for me. No matter how hard I try.
I'm sunny. I'm sorry. Just because you're funny at lunch over wine with your friends doesn't mean you deserve a show.
Well, Kelly Clarkson deserves one.
Well, Kelly Clarkson is a wonderful shining light. Okay. And I'm not saying Drew Barrymore isn't, but come on.
What iconic 1982 movie launched her career when she was only 6 years old?
E.T.
You guys are tied at 4. Number 5, coming up on November 1st is New York City Marathon. How far do you have to run to complete a full marathon?
26.1.
That is incorrect.
26.
No, it's 26.2 miles.
Well.
Well, here's the thing, Jim. You guys tied at 4, so that does get you your own Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce.
It's a big mug.
This is Jim from Bethel, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time.
Another shot for you to beat Raven coming up on Monday morning, but we'll give you the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's this afternoon, 5:30 with Kevin Begley.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
It's going to be hard for me without getting passionate. You know how I feel about these things.
Okay.
All right. So today is International Day of the Girl. And if you've never heard of that, it's created by the UN back in 2012. And it's to help raise awareness about gender inequality around the world. You know, of course, here in the United States, around the world, it's really a massive problem. You're talking about lack of education for girls worldwide. Do you know that 1 in 4 girls under 18 in the world are already married?
Wow.
It's scary statistics.
Astounding, really.
And then also, I hate this stat, but it's a real stat. And I think that if you have a tween girl, you know that it's true, that girls' confidence declines by 30% between the ages of 8 and 14, and that gap never closes.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
Today, you got to get out there. You got to push back against that.
Well, exactly. And I came across this organization. They had reached out to me a while ago, and they've been on the show. They're called Live Girl, and they're out of New Canaan, but they service all of Connecticut. They're a Connecticut-based nonprofit organization, and what they do is they help girls build self-esteem.
Sure.
So they hold all these seminars and conferences and camps for middle school-age girls, high school-age girls, and they bring in all these powerful women to speak to them and to empower them to build self-esteem. And what they're doing is pretty awesome. And I'm really honored that today they asked me to come speak to another group of women so together we can come up with a way to continue empowering these young girls and hopefully close that gap.
Listen, you can't be the weak link in this mentoring chain, all right? I mean, all these fantastic people they've brought before you, all these fantastic people they've brought around you.
It's true.
You got to bring it.
Well, when they asked me if I would be the speaker,
you
I
were
was like,
are you sure?
Me? Right. What? But radio is one of those places where it's women are outnumbered 1-4. So to kind of be in the position where I am is a big deal. So I'm excited and proud that they asked me to do it.
You guys should start like a hunting season like they do with overpopulation of bears. That type of stuff. Like you're talking about with that.
All the male co-hosts. That's what you want me to do? Because who's going first, Raven? What do you think?
Well, I'm sure you're going to do a wonderful job. And it's a great experience, obviously, being in a room full of young future leaders. And, of course, those that are already leaders in their industry. And then yourself. And then you'll do great.
You know what's weird is that we get asked to host a million different events. Like we're auctioneers at charities. Sure. We're all that. But when I had to write a speech about myself, I don't think I've ever done that before. It was hard.
Sure.
It feels funny to write about yourself.
And, yeah, I mean, especially if you intend to be nice. Right? Right?
Silly.
I mean, it'd be easier if we were, not nice about ourselves, and it's easier to do that. But, when you're trying to be nice about yourself, I mean, to give yourself the credit that you deserve is something that I think is difficult for a lot of people.
Even when I was making, the PowerPoint presentation, and I had to put a picture of myself, I just kept giggling the whole time. I'm like, who wants to see these pictures of me? It's ridiculous. But, in all seriousness, it is International Day of the Girl. And if you want more information about this organization or you see the lack of confidence starting in your tween or teenager, you can go to golivegirl.org. They're doing great things there, and it's right here in Connecticut. We're lucky to have them.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.